For Alisa Woolsey, Tuku Ingwa, and I work at Arakura School.
Why did you decide that your kura should sign this petition?
Well, we have seen so many changes since we've brought in the internal model, especially in engagement in the classroom. We've seen the attendance improve. We have seen our community come together.
Kia ora, I'm Professor Lisa Tamoringa, the co-chair of Health Coalition Aotearoa, and I'm an academic at Massey University as well. Ka ora ka ako was established to alleviate hunger, improve nutrition, to support the optimal health and wellbeing of our tamariki, to address the impacts of rising food poverty, and to improve educational outcomes.
What school are you from?
I'm from Sata College.
So Malachi, why are lunches in school so important?
Well, they're so important to us because they give us the strength, the energy to strive for our work, give us a reason to come to school.
Question number 8, in the name of Dr. Lawrence Hsu-Nan.
To the Associate Minister of Education, does he agree with the Public Health Communication Centre Aotearoa report on ka ora ka ako that the evidence is clear? Ka ora ka ako alleviates hunger and less hunger improves school achievement. If not, why not?
On behalf of the Associate Minister of Education, I haven't reviewed the report in detail, but I can say that there are some benefits to the taxpayer-funded school lunch program and that we will be funding for a revised program.
So are they healthy, Kai, or is it like fish and chips or dunked in fat?
It's very healthy. It helps us get the nutrition and vitamins we need to like learn throughout the day.
What year are you in?
I'm year 10.
Can you guarantee that the quality, nutritional value and the number of students receiving free lunches will not decline because of its cost-cutting measures?
On behalf of the Minister, the government is committed to looking at the evidence and improving the cost-effectiveness of the taxpayer-funded school lunch program.
David Seymour says he wants to cut the school lunches or the budget to the school lunches. How important is it to your kura that they maintain the level of funding?
To my school, like, it's very important that they keep it because most kids, like, they're not able to go home to a full meal. The school lunches just help us learn, concentrate in class.
A lot of people see ka ora ka ako as a way of achieving other social goals, like improving nutrition. That well may be the case, but we don't fund the Ministry of Education for health reasons, just like we don't fund health for education reasons.
So it's not just this program where we're just providing food. It's so much more than that. We've been able to employ a chef and employ a kitchen hand person that is part of our whānau. You know, there's so much that has come from this.
So what I'm hearing is it's a holistic approach to the hauora katoa of tamariki and their whānau as well. How are our whānau in your community in Wainui o Mata? How are they during this cost of living time?
I would say it's a very difficult time. Kai is a big deal, you know. I think housing is also really difficult for our whānau. They are struggling.
Does he agree then that we have a collective responsibility to ensure that no child goes hungry in Aotearoa?
Multiple international evaluations tell us that students benefit from receiving food at school, but for the ka ora ka ako program itself, we have limited evidence of its impact on attendance and achievement. And it's very important for us as a government that we are focusing on attendance and achievement at the heart of our education policies. One teacher has told my office that, quote, only about 40% of the students take up the offer of a free lunch, depending on what is on offer. The majority of what is taken ends up in the garbage. The college then gives away the remainder to local churches and the iwi.
Is there much wastage? Is there much kai that's left over that goes into the rubbish bins?
No, there's the leftovers. They go to the students that want to take it home. And some of the leftovers are left at school, and then for students that want it, if it's still good in the next day.
So Malachi, are you allowed to take the kai home if there is some left over for other whānau members?
Yes, you are allowed. then that's the beauty of it. You can take the lunches home and feed your family as well, not just yourself.
Another correspondent has written that so much food is left over from one local school that some of it ends up as pig food.
Ko Jay toku ingoa.
Nga mihi ki a koe. How important is it for our whānau that might not be able to give kai to their tamariki rangatahi every single day?
I think it's really important, especially with the cost of living these days. Food comes last because of the cost of rent. Even petrol is quite expensive itself. So I think food is really important, especially during the day. You can't go without an empty stomach. You'll have less energy during the day. You feel quite sick sometimes if you don't eat. Sometimes you just feel a bit overwhelmed.
What would the minister say to student Malachi Lafitta, who said the school lunches mean, quote, students are a bit more active during class, they're healthier?
On behalf of the minister, I thank the member for his question. We can also respond with equal evidence and correspondence from another relief teacher who said, and I quote, "I'm a relief teacher at a low decile school in West Auckland, and I can assure you that less than half of the free government lunches are eaten by the children. They are regularly eaten by only about a quarter of most of the classes, and the rest are binned."
What's on the menu at Tokora?
Butter chicken, sandwiches, burgers, and chicken tandooris.
What kind of menu do you have? What kind of kai are you offered?
Mondays it's sandwiches, yogurt and banana. Tuesdays to Wednesdays it's either butter chicken, rice, and then on Wednesday it's probably curry.
How do you manage to feed all your tamariki and perhaps some of our tamariki that have got dietary issues or maybe even sensory issues? How do you manage?
This is the great thing about having employed our whānau to help us with this. So our chef is absolutely amazing. We collect, you know, any dietary requirements, and then she makes it happen in the kitchen, you know. So she knows exactly which children can have what.
However, what we're committed to is cost effectiveness of the program. We shouldn't be looking at extending how much money we are spending, but we should be looking at making sure it's going to the right places.
And so your petition, you handed it to Jan Tinetti. What do you want her to do with it?
What we want, I guess, is to reinforce with the opposition government that the school lunch program has a huge public support behind it, that it is really important. You know, keep an eye on the evidence that we're putting out that shows that it's a really good investment. It's value for money. And if they do have the opportunity to be back in government to, you know, improve it, make it permanent, give it permanent funding and perhaps double it.
Are you disappointed or are you not surprised that there was no one from the coalition government here?
I'm not surprised there's no one here. They have been very difficult to engage with on a range of topics. And I feel like although they say they're led by the evidence, they don't seem to be at all led by the evidence.
Thank you so very much. Dr. Lisa, wonderful mahi. Keep it up.